grab hold of everything and squeeze all the life out of it, and then wonder why it died. You died because you strangled it to death. There wasn't any life left in it. But if there was room enough to breathe it, to let you, like the class breathes, right? It goes bloop, bloop, bloop. Right? And then people are assigned to you. Some people get 1 million people assigned to them. Some people get 10 people assigned to them. You can't go out and be an Oprah. Anybody who think they're going to go out and be an Oprah, they're totally and completely fooling themselves. Even Oprah didn't plan to be an Oprah. It's like when she tells her story, she'll tell you what appears to be a chain of coincidences that made certain things seem to fall into place that made her end up doing what she was doing. It was never any of the stuff that you read in books. She didn't go, I was visualizing and praying and I wrote this down and this is what I thought I was going to do. And then it turned out that way. Mm-mm. She went to Baltimore to be an anchor. They thought she didn't look good. And so they put her to do something else, a talk show that she really didn't want to do. Turned out that was the thing that attracted a lot of attention to. See, it wasn't what her ego had in mind at all. See, that was her fate. That was her destiny. That was her spiritual path and lesson. And we have our own individual path. And what keeps us from enjoying our lives is that comparison between our path and somebody else's path.
Yeah.
Like if I said, my God, I've been teaching for 25 years. I don't have as many people that come to my class as Marianne Williamson does, so I must therefore not be a very good teacher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, if I got into comparison, I shoot myself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? But this is Earl Purdy's individual way of learning what? How to go into a situation, ask himself what he wants to come out of that situation, and then see that situation as a way to make that happen. Focus on the things that help him meet it. Don't focus on the things that don't help him meet it. Say that it's false if it's not helping him reach his goal, and it's true if it's helping him reach his goal. This is another opportunity for me to practice that. And that's what's going to happen when I leave here. It's going to be another opportunity for me to practice that. And that's what's going to happen tomorrow morning. It's going to be another opportunity for me to practice that. So all you're going to get is endless opportunities to choose for your happiness. And he says that, choose once again.
Yeah.
He says, keep on choosing once again. How do I know I need to choose again? Because I'm upset. I'm sad. I'm mad. That's how I know I need to choose once again. I used to wait to be rescued. And the Course says, yeah, God will rescue you, but your ego won't. Your Creator will rescue you, you know, but you're not going to rescue me.
Mm-hmm.
And see, I used to look for people to rescue me. But people are too caught up in their own experience, really. You know what I'm saying? It's funny, have you ever talked to somebody and all they talk about is they wondering what other people think? They say, well, I like to do that, but you know, I just know somebody just is talking about me, and they think that it's like, I always want to tell them, no, they're not. They're thinking about themselves. You may be a 5-minute blip of conversation, but if you think they're as concerned about what you owe as you are, or if you think they're as concerned about your marriage as you are, if you think they're as concerned about how you look as you are, you're fooling yourself. You're in totally fooling. You know, people thinking about their own lives and what's going to happen in their own lives and how they're going to get their dreams fulfilled and their goals fulfilled. And they're going to think about you only in terms of, are you going to help me meet that goal? Are you going to get in the way of me meeting that goal? If you're going to help me meet my goal, guess what? I'm calling you up on the telephone. We're going out. We're going to spend some time together because you are being seen as a means to help me achieve what I want. And as soon as I see you as a means to help me achieve what I want, I will envelop you into my experience. But if you are not a means to achieve what I want, then you won't be hearing from me a whole lot. Not because I don't like you, not because I'm being mean, but that's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. My family loves me a whole lot. We have a nice, tight relationship. It's amazing how little I hear from my family since I've been up here. And I know it's not because they don't love me, because I know they do. I know that from the way I'm treated when I go back to Memphis. But you know why they don't call me? Because I'm not a part of their day-to-day experience. They're busy doing their thing, trying to achieve their goal, and I'm not a part of trying to achieve that goal. So if you want to really be joined with somebody, if you really want to see them envelop you in their experience, be a means to help them achieve their goal, and you won't have to worry about attention. See, people want attention without wanting to be a means to help someone achieve their goal as well as their own. It's about me. It's not about us. It's about me, not about us. So I have to go, what do I want to come out of this relationship? Well, I want some peace and some harmony and some joy and some joining and some union to come out of this relationship. Well, what am I going to do to make that happen? Well, I got to use every time we're together as another opportunity to see if I can practice some peace with you. And I'm concentrating on every good thing you've ever done, and I'm going to try to overlook all the stuff I'm upset about. So when I'm ready to cuss you out, I'm going to remember that birthday party you gave me. When I'm getting ready to get upset with you, I'm going to remember that day you sat by my bed all day when I had diarrhea. You see what I'm saying? I'm gonna concentrate on what you have done, your good efforts, and I'm going to not focus on all the mistakes that I think you made. The ego's procedure, according to the course, is just the opposite. The ego mind only focuses on what's missing, what's lacking, what you didn't do right, what I'm upset with you about, and completely overlooks everything you've done really wonderful. Here's an example of what I'm saying. Have you ever had relationships in your life where you were there for somebody and you were supportive and you were giving them love and you were giving them support and you did one thing that they thought wasn't right and they dropped you like a hot potato? They did not focus on any of the stuff. Like, it's like when people break up in relationships, when you listen to them talk, you would think that their relationship was nothing but the thing they broke up about. Like there was never laughter, there was never a happy date, there was never a walk in the park, there was never great lovemaking, there was never great trips, it's like the laughter never happened in the relationship. All they remember is your violation. The thing that they didn't like that they want vengeance for because they didn't really know what the heck should have happened in the first place, they were just hoping it'd turn out the way they wanted it to. And that's why the relationship went down the tube anyway. You were just hoping it would turn out the way you wanted it to. But you didn't actually sit down with the person and say, hey, let's make the goal. Let's have a goal to really join and be there for each other and love each other and have peace with each other and learn how to go beyond what keeps us from having peace with each other. And then people say, you know, somebody think you're crazy if you say that to them. You're crazy if you don't say that to them.
So that's a good example of joining. You know, hey, if you're on your own, you can do that for yourself.
All right.
But if you want to be joined in a relationship,
of any kind,
you have to do that as a joined.
That's the easiest way.
Instead of by yourself.
That's the easiest way. I mean, you can decide by yourself that you're going to take on the responsibility for both of you. Mm-hmm. And you can pull that off if you're willing to do lots of forgiveness. Mm-hmm. But if you could actually talk to the person and they actually say, I'm going to join with you on this goal, you'll move a heck of a lot faster. And if they say they don't want to, well, if you tell me I'm crazy because I want to have peace with you and I want to talk about how we can have peace in our relationship and you think I'm crazy, then I am crazy. If I continue to see value in that relationship, when you're telling me to my face that you think I'm crazy because I want to love you.
I think if you don't have a conversation like that, and you try to act like you've been saying in terms of my goal is to be peaceful with you and to overlook the things that you do and to look at the good things that you do, well, then the other person who really hasn't gotten on board with that is going to use you, take advantage of you, and manipulate you.
But see, that's your belief. That's your core belief. That's why you always come back to that, because you have a core belief that if you are kind and loving, you're going to get screwed. By recognizing that that's what it is. That's how you do it. Just by the fact that you're bringing it up, and then I'm reflecting back to you that that's a core belief. That's a core belief that you get back to because of something that you experienced in the past. And because it was something you experienced in the past, your ego is telling you it's going to happen in the future. But the course says that if you interpret the present in past terms, you project it into the future and relive it again.
Okay.
So if I'm here in this experience and I'm interpreting what you all are going to do to me based on what somebody else did to me, then I'm using right now, which is the most powerful time there is, to project something out in front of me that I don't want to happen again. And then I meet it because we are creators.
That's so that's not focusing on the goal.
And that's not focusing on the goal, because your goal, you are more conscious than you were when you drew that relationship to you. So you could make choices right now that would prevent you from having that happen again. Just because it happened in the past doesn't mean it has to happen in the future or the present. Because it happened in the past, it doesn't have to happen again. Because it happened in the past, it doesn't have to happen again.
Okay, okay.
Because it happened in the past. No, you need to hear that about a million times a day. You need to get a microphone and you need to get a tape recorder and you need to say it in your own voice. The present is the point of power. I do not have to repeat the past. My future can be different from my past. My future can be different from my past.
Yeah.
My future can be different from my past. I do not have to repeat my past mistakes. This can be a new day for me. I don't have to go through that same path. You have to actually take control of your experience and don't expect your mind to change without you participating in that transformation by doing things with your physical body that helps your mind change. Like what I was saying about listening to the tapes that I made all night long.
Yeah.
You cannot leave your awakening to chance. It has to be as much something that you participate in as in the other areas of your life that you make sure you participate in. People are participating in their job every day, but they would never sit down and make a tape of their own voice telling them the truth and listen to that all night. You see what I'm saying? But so they're getting all their programming from the world, but they're not giving themselves any alternative programming, and then they're wondering